Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Couple Next Door. I'm Alexis.
I'm Adrian.
And it's been a minute since we last recorded an episode. This one, since it's near Valentine's Day, I've been wanting to record this for so long. But it's obviously going to be about sex.
Yeah, the
And
vibes.
I wrote notes about it, but obviously I can't pull it up. So, what was the first one again?
So we're gonna talk about our virgin story or how we lost our virginity.
Are you embarrassed to tell yours?
I mean, I'm not embarrassed, but like, you don't
Okay, you
believe
go with
me.
yours because you were freaking younger than me.
Younger? Yeah, okay, I was young. This was like.
Yeah, you're a nasty hoe. Who thinks about that in middle school?
Was okay, eighth
Men
grade,
ain't
like.
shit.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't even consider mine's losing it. I still think it's with you, but.
Nope, don't be lying to me.
Anyways, so mine. I mean, too long didn't read. After school, came to my house. This is why I don't consider it losing my virginity because we started and then I literally, like, I don't think it was, I didn't even put the tip in. Like, it was just touching.
Okay, now all of a sudden you didn't put the tip in.
Okay, but like, not in there though. You feel me?
Is it toxic if I'm like, let's replay
That's weird, bro. I don't think about that. I'm trying to think about you.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but anyways, I don't know.
That
Like,
counts. If I did that to someone, would you count that?
no.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, maybe.
That is
But yeah,
weird.
like, just touched, and then I was like, I don't know. I don't know about this. And then, yeah, she walked home.
The fuck was I thinking in middle school? Definitely not about fucking someone.
Okay, what was your story?
Okay, I just turned 16.
Damn.
How old were you? How old were you? Yeah, how old were you?
Okay, continue.
Okay. And technically, I was supposed to do it with someone else, but
Damn.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I ended up doing it with another person, and it was so fucking weird. So, like, my period's usually beginning of the month, and then my birthday is March 2nd. So, obviously, they came over the night, either the night of March 1st. Or something like that. And like, I knew I was getting my period the next day. That's why I don't know. Like, do people really bleed when they lose it? Did she bleed?
Me? No, I didn't even go in, bruh.
Oh, okay. This guy's fucking
No,
lying.
I dead ass.
That's why I'll never know, like, what it looks like to pop, quote unquote, pop a cherry. Because technically, that can get popped when you're like, I don't know, doing sports or whatever, right?
Like
That's a
athletic
thing.
stuff, yeah.
Doing that or a tampon and shit. But I know that.
What?
I know my shit did not pop. That was definitely period on the fucking bed.
He got a little dick, bruh.
I don't even fucking know. I didn't suck no dick. I didn't do nothing. That shit just went in. I was on top. I was like, this is not fucking comfortable. He had a condom on, obviously. We don't do it raw out here. Protection first.
You popped my raw cherry, though.
Same.
You know the
But
vibes.
I don't know. I feel like my losing it that night, honestly, to be honest, I wanted to be like friends with benefits afterwards. But that's okay. The only reason why I wanted to lose it originally is because one of my friends in high school, she had a boyfriend and she would always talk about it. So I was like, okay, you know, I
Is this
want to lose
anal,
it. Like,
bro?
I don't remember. Was that? Was she? We
Wait,
don't say names out here.
are you talking about a dark one?
Could be, but I don't know. She did anal? The
Well,
one, the
you
house we went
said,
over.
oh no, okay, no, that's a different one then. I was talking about the other one. But yeah, okay, I won't get
Okay.
into that.
Okay. But she always talked about it with. About she always talked about the experience with her man, so I was like, okay, I want to lose it too. Like, I just want to know what it feels like. And to be honest, we only did it once, which is my birthday, and then we were supposed to meet up again at one of our friends' house to go there, but that ended up falling through. And like, thank God that fell through because I honestly don't know where I'd be right now if I did that the second time. Because after I think about it, I'm like, man, I wish I didn't lose it to him. Even
You
though
wish
it's
you
someone
lost it
I
to
knew.
me, bro.
What about you? Why didn't you wait? Huh? I was
Hey,
like,
man.
even though I knew that guy since preschool or whatever, and like there was consent and stuff, I don't know. I just feel like I regret it.
Me too, 'cause like mine was just an awkward experience.
Like, I think everyone's first is pretty embarrassing. No
I
one
know,
really
like,
knows what they're doing. They think it's gonna be like porn and shit. I mean,
Hell
I've
no.
seen porn when I was younger, but like I didn't think it was gonna obviously be crazy like porn because people, my friends were sleeping next to me. My friends were sleeping on the ground. We had to be quiet. Yeah.
Hey, y'all nasty, bro.
I
Speaking
was
of
a
that,
badass
what's
kid.
the craziest places we've done it?
Okay, back then when we first met, we were like what,
Okay,
16?
let me tell you about the first time, bro.
Okay, thank God you're
Like,
talking about it because that's all your idea. Talk about the bench one first.
you was the bench one. That was the
Yeah,
first.
we went
No,
to the.
no.
We didn't fuck on the bench, but what'd you do on the bench?
What did I do? I remember you were wearing the white shorts. I
Think we
remember what
did it
shirt though.
that for. We didn't do it the first time. Did we do it?
No, not the first time, because the first time. Okay, wait, you talk about the bench.
Okay, wait. When did we start talking? When do you
This
think
was
we started
like,
talking? We started talking like in August, maybe of 2013?
because it was summer, freshman year.
Or you think it was like July? I know I got my phone taken away in the middle of May, and then I don't know if I got it at the end of June, beginning July, but that's when I started playing games. Man, we need to talk about how we met. I don't know.
Okay,
Should we
but
talk
back
about it
to
in
the
this episode?
bench. Back to the bench.
Okay, anyways, I don't know like how many times we met up, but he would come over every Fridays, and this one time we were at this park and I was sitting on top of him at the bench, and this guy just whips out his fucking dick. Now
Hey
you
yo,
know. I
I don't remember what I did though.
don't think we did anything. I think you just told me to like
Touch
either
it.
touch it or hold it or some shit. I don't fucking know. I'll
In
say, ain't
his
no way I'm sucking
mans.
dick. Ain't no way I'm sucking dick at this park right now, right in the open.
So yeah, the first time sexual encounter was at a park on a bench, and then our second time was at another park on a bridge, like those little. I don't
On
even
the
know how you
playground.
look. Yeah, on the
Just
fucking
on the
playground.
playground.
Like,
I
dead
wouldn't say
ass, it was
bridge because
cold as
bridge.
shit. Like, foggy breath when you talk. We brought a blanket, and it was over.
Because we met for the very first time on September Friday the 13th in 2013. So it was already getting cold those
Yeah, it was cold as
nights.
shit.
Yeah. Hey, when you're desperate for some dick, it's not cold. It's not too cold outside. Your nose is all running and shit.
That's crazy.
But anyways, the craziest place we fucking done it was,
We've done our
I
parks
would
multiple
say,
times, different parks,
yeah,
in
we
the room with other
okay.
people.
I wouldn't say di different parks. For sure, that one park, that was when we like very first. That was our very first time fucking, I would
Yeah.
say. Put the condom on, of course. And then
And then there was a movie
there
night
was
at
one time.
school. We did it there
Fuck,
too,
we did that shit
bruh.
on the playground.
Yes, sir.
We did it. We met again for Valentine's Day. We fucked in the back. His parents drive a van, so like they were sitting in the front. We were on the like
Oh
the third
yeah.
row in the back, laying down. But it was like just nothing. Like no one came. You didn't come, did you?
No, I don't think so. We were just horny,
Yeah,
bruh.
that would have been. It's like, fine, let me feel the dick real quick. Let me see what else.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And then we did it.
definitely with one of my relatives in the room. They'll never know. It's definitely not my sister. We'll just never know. The bathroom, the floor at one of my houses.
Next to my
Well, okay,
roommates,
technically
fellow
not.
roommates, while they're in the
Yeah.
room.
When his roommates were sleeping. Where else? If anything,
And
we've never fucked. Oh, we fucked in a parking garage before in Reno.
oh yeah.
Do we fuck in the mall? In the parking structure? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
If anything, the only craziest place was like outside, like on a playground.
Yeah, or just next to people in general, because like,
oh yeah, that's pretty sketchy.
What were you thinking, bro? Fucking crazy, bro.
I don't know. Thank God for my friend telling me about. So if you have Kaiser, that's just probably the best thing ever. I remember.
Oh, you should talk about that friend. Okay, so like, but this was still pretty early in our relationship. One of my family members drove me to Elk Grove to sneak into her friend's house.
We were badass kids.
And we did it there too.
Bad.
She set up the room and everything.
She set up the room. She's like, I got everything ready for you. If you guys want to take a bath together. I was like, girl, you're crazy as hell.
I don't know, what's this salt for though? This is kind of fancy.
Oh my God. Now you know what it is. We've had that salt thing here.
Man, but yeah, of course, crazy,
we didn't fuck in the bathroom. That's like sketchy as hell. Oh my, the craziest place we fucked. No disrespect to your grandma though.
Oh my God.
In the extra room. So in Adrian's like old house, there's an extra room where what do you call that? Like a shrine?
Like an urn. For ashes. But my grandma's ashes.
But like wasn't there like the decoration stuff? Yeah, we basically fucked there too.
Not on near the shrine on the bed, but in the room.
Okay, yeah, there was a bed in that extra room. Oh, and we fucked on his parents' bed.
We fucked everywhere, bro. Now we just have casual sex.
Yeah. Now it's just like regular couples in a fucking house. I can say at least here, our kitchen's a virgin. The bathroom downstairs is a virgin. The bathroom upstairs is a virgin. These extra rooms. The bathroom
upstairs? We just did it like 5 minutes ago.
The other bathroom. We have like three bathrooms. Yeah. We just keep it to the bedroom.
What would you tell yourself or a person that age, like your kid or something, about sex?
Honestly, I would say.
I would just say, man, if you keep yourself protected, you're Gucci.
You didn't do that shit.
Okay, but I was with the love of my life, though. You feel me?
Okay, how'd you know?
Look at us now.
Who? That doesn't mean anything. Okay, if I can go back to... Or no. If I could talk to my 16-year-old self... Because this is when my mom she found out that I ended up losing it. Because I was dumb as hell back then. My phone was jailbroken. I was like, I don't need a... I'm not hiding anything. I don't know when that's going to go through my phone. So I didn't have a passcode on it. But when I was a freaking freshman in high school, I was bad as hell. I like, quote unquote, ran away, meaning I slept over someone's house. I just didn't update her on where I was at. And even my friends were coming for me. Then the next morning when I went home, she even had to get the police involved. They had to take a picture of me. And then she took away my phone. She said I was going to get sent up to Oregon, where my aunt and uncle were going to talk to me. Like, till this day, I don't fucking know why. Like, what were they going to do? I honestly wanted to just fucking kill myself. Because what are they going to do?
Lecture you?
They don't have kids themselves. Their kids are not older than me. They'll never know. So if I were to talk to my 16-year-old self or my daughter, I would just say stay protected.
Don't go overboard with it, but... I did that, so I can't really say that.
I don't know. I would say, even though I've never went around sleeping with other people, I'd probably keep that down there to someone you love.
You know what I remember,
too? Or in a relationship with.
I remember your aunt that your mom was going to send you to said, are you sure you don't want to try other things yet? Or something along the lines of that.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, settle down and like, I don't know. Something along the lines of that.
Settle down with, like, you?
Yeah. She's like, are you sure you don't want to try, like, not sex, but, like, other people and stuff? Yeah, I was like, damn, I'm hurt, bruh.
When did she say that? She said that, like, while we were on FaceTime or some shit?
Oh, this is a while back.
You know about shit? I don't even remember shit like that.
I remember shit like that, bro. That shit hurt.
Oh, okay. What? We have to make another episode for how we met and things like that. But, that's probably what I would tell my younger self. Like, even though there's going to be friends that are just hoes and shit, I can't see it. Even though there's going to be friends who are hoes and shit, sleeping around, partying and stuff. If that's not you, that's not you. Don't force yourself to feel like you have to experience those things. Because who knows, you could experience that in college. I don't know. I would just say it's so blurry. But what would you tell your younger self? Just
honestly, I wouldn't change it. Like,
just be like, yeah, just follow my footsteps.
I didn't do anything too crazy because, like, all my craziest shit was just with you. But, like, I can't really speak on it because I don't regret anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't regret anything either. Like, of course, losing it, but, like, at least I got that feeling over with. Like, oh, I'm still a virgin and stuff. Oh, that's the next one? Okay. Our next topic. So, I have a whole bunch of topics to talk about. The next one would honestly be masturbating. I remember this one time when we were younger. I don't know if... I'd probably say we were still in high school, yeah, for sure, because I still had the room to myself. Adrian literally thought I was touching myself and that we were having phone sex. Remember that night?
Hey, man. You sounded kind of
This guy really
it,
thought... No, I would never fucking masturbate like that. Like, my fingers are so fucking small. How does one even masturbate? And I would definitely not use other objects. That's disgusting.
Yeah, like, fetishes and stuff? I don't know. Like, I'm just into the old school shit, but, like, I don't know how people have, like, foot fetishes and shit like that.
I mean...
It's just weird to me. I mean, but you do you, bruh.
I don't know. Yeah. That's... But anyways, since we got, like, a toy and, like, live on our own, we, like, mutually masturbate. We literally just did that, like, 10 minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
I feel like that's kind of hot, to be honest.
You think
you're playing with yourself while you just watch your mans?
I think that's
what do you think?
Yeah, vice versa. That's the same way as, like, damn. She looks like she's having a good time.
Like, I literally have a dildo and a fucking vibrator in one hand, and this guy is just jacking himself off. I'm like, damn.
Is that hot to you?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is that normal? Like, I think that's hot too. Like, coming from me or a guy's perspective?
Like, shit. I think back then, I didn't masturbate because I was like, that's fucking weird. That's like taboo. Like,
I think
that's
all guys
disgusting.
Do.
Guys think that?
If they say they don't, they're lying. I'm not talking about guys.
Masturbating?
Yeah, bro, like, that's just a thing.
Oh, y'all lying ass.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, if you say you don't, that's cap.
No, I don't know anyone who said that they haven't. Okay, I haven't talked to people like that anymore.
That's still weird, though. Like, you're not just going to openly say you do. Like, even with the homies, you can act gay and shit, but that's something you don't say.
You never had, like, conversations like that with friends in high school?
No.
Okay, but I used to hang out with guys a lot. So, like, we could talk
about
that
about
stuff.
It?
I for sure know that they're fucking doing that shit. They're horny as hell.
Dude, that's weird, though. Like, guys telling guys about it, that's fucking weird. I think that's...
But, like, I was, like, the girl, the main girl, and, like, there was other guys, too. Maybe we were just comfortable around each
other. Well, because you're a girl. Like, did they be talking about that shit to themselves? Like...
They could. Who the fuck knows?
That shit's weird,
bro. They
be
acting gay.
Like, see, okay, acting gay is different, though, because it's funny. But, like, talking about shit like that, like, I would never talk to the homies about that. Even, like, sex with you, like, that's just something we don't talk about. And this is, like, going through multiple groups of homies. Like, we just don't talk about shit like that.
It's weird because as you get older, your friends range from, like, different ages and stuff. So, I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know. Do you guys not ask for advice and stuff from each other?
Okay, like, advice, maybe, yes, but like, I'm talking about, like, how it is, how it was, what you did, that type of shit.
Because the other day, a while ago, one of our friends was like, I just put her to sleep. They were talking like that.
That's different, yeah, like that, yeah, but, like, I'm not talking about, like...
Details.
Yeah. Like, just straight to the point type shit, yeah, that's, like, normal, but, like, I'm talking about, like, details, because that shit's just weird.
Okay, what's details? Like talking, shit we're talking about right now on the podcast that they're going to end up listening to.
Like, I don't know, like... Well, I wouldn't know because we don't talk about it. I'm talking about, like, just how, like... Maybe the process? I don't fucking know.
Like, y'all don't be saying, damn, I haven't had pussy in 10 days. Y'all don't be saying shit like that?
Not really. I wouldn't say so.
I wouldn't fucking know. Okay. Anyways, masturbating now. Thumbs up. 10-10 would recommend. And,
oh. Masturbate with your partner, bro. Trust.
Honestly, that's fucking probably the hardest thing ever.
And then, like, sometimes, bro, like, I mean, most of the time, it just turns into just raw dogging, bro.
Honestly. No, because, like, it's almost what? It's going to be 9 years soon?
Yeah, this October.
I would say in the beginning of a relationship, we would honestly try to fuck as much as we can. Like, we'd see each other once a week, definitely on the weekends, and I'd stay, like, the night over or whatever, and we would fuck multiple times a day. Like, as soon as we wake up, nighttime. I mean, as soon as we wake up, after the breakfast, right before lunch, after lunch, nighttime. Like, he would do it raw the first time, and then if we do multiple rounds, then he'd put a condom on.
Damn, I was an animal, bro.
Hey, back then, I don't know if you can do it now, but there's this website online where you just get condoms shipped to your house. Condoms and lubes.
Yeah, what's that website? They still do that, but we haven't used condoms in years. But, like, we just...
And, like...
Like, if we do use one, like, I'd say it's just to fuck around. Like, there's really no use for us.
Pull our game strong out here.
You know the vibes. But
anyways, my point was, after being in a relationship so long, I don't know at what point I started rejecting sex. Like, not wanting it, not being in the mood. I don't know. I would blame my birth control, but I feel like everyone ends up blaming the birth control. Like, saying they gain weight, they're having a low sex drive, mentally they feel some type of way. But I just don't know if that's just how a normal girl feels. I don't know, I'm not on birth control right now. I was on Depo for a few years, got off of that. What'd I do? IUD, the copper one. That shit felt like shit.
I would have these... Kick the shit out, bro.
That shit was fucking hurting. Like, the cramps would be so bad to the point where I have to squat down. I feel like I have to curl up in a ball. Like, it would hurt so bad. I thought girls, when they said they had cramps during their period, to the point where they had to take medicine and can't go to school and stuff, I thought they were being just dramatic. But when I was working at Toyota and I had cramps, like, thank God I could sit in my chair. But still, it just felt like I was getting my shit, like, punched. That shit hurt so fucking bad. My last straw was when I was at Blue House, and that shit was fucking hurting. I was like, I'm going to email my doctor right now so I can get that shit taken out. Like, it hurt so fucking bad.
Yeah,
and it really, day, like, ruined my out. Mood. Yeah, it ruined my fucking mood. Oh.
Back to the rejection part, like, how... Like, if it was switched, like, what if you wanted it hella bad and I was like, nah, like, what would you think?
I already know what you're going to say. I'd be like, is it me? Is he cheating? Like, obviously. That's what a lot of people on Reddit say, too. Like, what is it, the...
I know, I was like, what am I doing wrong?
I don't know, I just feel like I didn't, like, want sex. But, I don't know, you just need the changes, I guess, because, like, this toy. But once he got this toy, I was like, fuck, that shit scares as hell. I don't want to do it. But I feel like you just got to explore your own body first. You got to play with it yourself. And then once you get comfortable.
Then it changes the whole game. Once you're with your partner, bro.
But I don't want to rely on that. So, the vibrator is from Lilo. What is it called?
I don't know. But it looks like an
anyways,
eggplant.
Well, the color you got was purple. I wish you got the pink one, but whatever. Oh, there's a black one too. Yeah, he got the Lilo vibrator for me, and then I just bought, like, deadass a glow-in-the-dark pink dildo with, like, the suction at the bottom. And that was from, I think, Love Honey. Honestly, the flesh-colored dicks, they look disgusting. Like, the dildo.
Flesh? Like a real-looking dick?
Yeah, skin.
That's
doesn't
weird.
That look nasty? I think I like the fun colored one. The only reason why I got fun colored ones was because Miley Cyrus, I was watching a freaking video, and she said that she deadass just collects dildo and, like, uses it as, like, house decorations.
What the fuck? That's all weird.
So, I was like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. I'm gonna buy some fun dildos now. Oh, I also bought like anal stuff, like a butt plug. I think the butt plug is like the cutest thing ever, but I don't really like using it.
That shit do be looking cute though.
You said we're feeling different too.
Like, I don't know. I think it's just because it's pushing against, like.
Yeah.
Like.
Where you insert. In the vagina.
Yeah. So it's like tighter. I don't know, but what does it feel like to you though?
I mean, it feels cool, but I just feel like I'm literally going to shit out that butt plug. People wear butt plugs to work and stuff. I'm like, how?
Oh, hell no.
Okay,
why?
Okay, not at our work. I'm saying work.
I was
in general.
About to say, like, wait, how do you know this?
No, what the fuck?
That would be weird.
Okay, honestly. Yeah. Okay, the next one would be kinks. Honestly, I thought the, what was it, consent, non-consent?
Like the one dominant, non-dominant type shit?
No, I don't think that's the same. Look it up and then read me what consent, non-consent.
Consensual, non-consent?
Is that what it is?
I think so. CNC.
Basically, okay, I don't want to get that. It's not really a
rape. It sounds
kind of
bad because it's like, it sounds like you want to be a victim, but like not a victim because it's consensual, but like.
Right. Like I would be sleeping. It would be like 3 a.m. and stuff, and the agent would just come and he would feel me, and then he would just be like, oh, like I want to fuck. But then I'm thinking of that as something like free use.
What is that?
Basically the same thing. That's what I showed you. Like, I showed you those videos where, like, the guy would just, like, stick his dick in
the
girl's mouth and they'd be sleeping and shit.
Yeah, I think that's different, though, because consensual, non-consensual is, like, basically, you want, well, you, in this case, you are, like, submitting, right? And not really dominating, because that shit's, like, a whole different topic and that's just kind of weird. But, like...
What? Yeah. I want to be fucking tied up and shit.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, that's okay, like, whatever. I don't know, I feel like it's different than the free use. Because free use, I don't know. That doesn't work in real life.
What do you mean?
Just, okay, like, out of nowhere, anywhere, anytime?
No, I feel like this would tie in with, like, the low and high sex drive. Like, if I had low sex drive, I wasn't in the mood to fuck versus, like, Adrian, who'd just be like, oh, let me just stick my dick in you. Like, I'd be like, no, fuck, I'm not fucking horny and shit like that. But I think watching him, like, just
be hella horny.
That sounds like a little kid. But, like, just watching him be,
like horny?
Basically begging for some damn pussy. I'm like, oh, fuck, turn on some videos real quick. Let me get myself warmed up. Because, like, versus a guy, they just can instantly get horny. Or maybe
That's
it's just
true.
Me who takes a while. Like,
There's no on-off switch for you?
Yeah. Versus the guy, they think about sex every single fucking day. Every single hour.
I know the vibes. Because you're just too beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah. Shut the hell up. But anyways, I thought I liked the CNC kink. But honestly, oh, no. My favorite one, now that I'm off of birth control, is the, what do they call it? The reading kink?
Reading
That's what
kink.
I wrote. Yeah. Basically, like, oh, like, come in me right now, type of deal.
See, you can be saying shit like that, because, like, I really want to, now that you're off birth control. Because, okay, well, you're on birth control.
Okay,
yeah,
but you already
just, like,
know.
Yeah, I know what it's like, obviously, but...
No,
now it's
you
like,
know,
oh,
like...
fuck. Like, don't say that shit, because I really will, bruh.
Okay, no, you won't.
Yeah, I won't. Ball game strong.
Okay. Imagine, like, those other guys where the girls are like, yeah, but that's only just to get at each other fucking horny. You're like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that shit, like, gets me going, bro.
Okay, the next one will be porn. I talked about it earlier, but basically, if I'm not already warmed up yet, I'll watch a little bit of porn, to be honest, because porn's honestly good. What do you think?
I'd say so. Like, I mean, for me, I don't need that. Like, you're enough.
Oh my god. I feel like, honestly, I would probably... It helps.
Yeah, it does help.
I don't want to turn to it, but I say it helps. It helps me. Because I'm not the type where I'm like, oh, go down on me type thing. Shit, I can get... Stick the dick into me real quick. Let me just get warmed up first. Yeah.
Is that all that takes?
Honestly, yeah, shit, just fucking watching you, I'm like, damn, okay, I'm horny now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, though, because, like, back then, yeah, just back then, I was in the mood, because it would be, like, oh, a whole bunch of types of positions and shit. Now we're just lazy as hell.
Stay on one fucking side. Position, all reliable, call it a day. That's enough for me.
Because, okay, honestly, writing used to get me off, but, like, if it's right after we eat and shit, like, oh, my God, I get cramps, and the writing kind of hurts a little bit, so I don't do that, but now that we have the toy, I can just lay on the side, he can hit it from the back, it's great.
Yeah, like, honestly, I don't know, I wasn't really fond of toys, because, like, I want to do all the work, you feel me, but, like, you being turned on, like, damn.
You didn't like the toys at first?
No, I mean, like, not when I bought it, but, like I'd say in the beginning of our relationship, because, like, I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but, like, if we bought a toy, like, where we put it, I don't want to have to hide shit. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, see, it's different, because we live on our own now, so, like, we could have whatever the fuck we want, whereas if we had shit like that back then, it's like...
And then, like, how would we send it to our house without someone opening it and stuff like that? Right. That's why I tell people, like, hey, if you want to buy a sex toy, just send it to my house. I got you, you know. But the boxes are always discreet. Unless you have someone that literally opens up every single box that comes in the door.
I'll, like, let you know.
Yeah. Okay. So the last one would be, like, sex advice or tips. Do you have any? Maybe from a guy's perspective?
Not now, but...
Or your point of view?
I might have some thoughts after you talk. I really don't have anything. I'm drawing a blank. No pun intended. Is that Amy?
Oh, God. Okay. Honestly, I would say if your sex drive, or if you feel like your sex life is, feels like it's coming to an end, and you have all the toys and stuff, or you don't have toys yet, experience with toys. To be honest, I wanted to get like a cock ring and a flashlight for Adrian. That seems
fun. I
don't
fun. Really want that. Like I said, you're good enough for me.
That's how I felt like with a vibrator. Like, why do I want that?
I don't know. And, like, maybe my dildos mind will change, and stuff. But
would you want a real looking flashlight or those just one that you can stick your dick in?
Real looking one.
I feel like there's so many different types. Right?
Yeah, I mean, because there's other guys shit too, but I would, like, I think I'll never use any of, like, the anal shit. Ooh. Hell no. I'm good off that.
I know, Adrian bought, like, a, what is it, those gym massaging gun things.
Those percussion guns. I know, she'd be trying to fucking touch me with that shit, bruh. Goddamn.
I can't help but, like, if I put that near your butthole,
no,
you'll probably come.
I'll not like that.
Yes, you will.
No. And I won't want to try and find out. I'm good.
Oh, my God. That seems fun.
Mm-mm.
That's probably, like, the best come of your life.
No, I don't want to find
or
out.
Or should
either.
I say, like, orgasm? I don't know, because I don't really like butt stuff, too. Like, the farthest thing I'll probably go is a butt plug. Honestly, I have, like, a butt plug vibrator. We should try that. That could probably help you come.
No, I'm not going to use that.
On myself. I'm going to use it on myself.
Yeah.
But you could probably feel it, too. Oh, fuck no. That shit looks scary as hell. That shit looks like a fucking 5.56 bullet.
That's hella funny.
Oh, my God. She looks scary as hell. Yeah, I don't know. I think the farthest I go. I definitely wouldn't do anal. Because that shit... We've done it once. And you actually got to do it. And I was just laying there like... And then you're like, okay, I'm bored. Because yeah, I wasn't
like,
saying
if
shit.
If you're not enjoying it, like... It doesn't really do anything for me, but, like, when you're enjoying it, bro, like, I'm enjoying it, too.
I'm never gonna enjoy fucking anal.
Like, anal, like, when we were doing it, when I just saw you just laying there, and I was just like, nah, this is boring.
Because when you do anal, you have to, like, make sure you prepare calm yourself down. So I was loosen thinking about staying calm. I was focusing on not shitting on you.
Oh God!
And making sure I don't tear, so I don't bleed. Oh, you want to get, what is it? HIV? What is it? Herpes? No. Yeah, is it herpes?
I don't know.
That's HIV, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you because.
Anyways, I just did not want to tear because if I bleed inside and I have to take a shit or your dick touches blood, that just sounds disgusting. And then anal just sounds gross because once you stick it in your asshole, you can't stick it back in the pussy, obviously.
Right.
There's people who do that because their buttholes, they clean out their butt that much, but fuck. That's gross. But yeah, I'm no longer on birth control. So if we have a kid in 9 months, because this guy over here shooting shots, who knows in 9 months, but
baby saucy? Let me see.
Ha ha ha. I think I would cry.
Me too.
Mentally, I am.
Be a parent yet.
But I don't think anyone's ever ready to be a parent. No one, even people who are financially ready, mentally they're not ready to like care for this little thing. Like, this person's gonna depend on you for the rest of their life.
And there's vice versa where you're not financially ready, but you somehow make it emotionally. I don't know.
I don't know, just having a little thing like I love Doug to death. I will seriously cry once he freaking, even just the thought of him gone makes me want to cry.
You be crying.
I know. I really be crying. Like, I could cry right now because that's so freaking sad. This dog is the best. Dougie, is that daddy? Is that daddy? But do you have any advice? Maybe like advice for advice a girl, advice for a guy. It's like sex or anything, like. Or
know,
advice that you wish someone gave you.
That's the thing, right? Because I didn't really run into problems, right? Like my first time, I didn't really need advice because...
Did you have a condom on?
Yeah, of course.
Damn, so you did all that work, she put the condom on, you're what?
I put it on myself. In the bathroom.
Then I walked to the room. What?
Maybe I wasn't ready. I don't know, because like just when it touched, bro, I was just like, nah.
Was it hairy down there?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't say if I remember mine or not. I mean, I was shaped. But maybe his was probably. When I first met you, did you shave?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't shave anymore. But like, I don't mind.
I still like that though.
Yeah. I don't mind hair on a guy. I feel like that's normal, right? It's only in porn where they're fucking shaved.
I think it depends on your partner, too, because, like, we're both on the same head level, right? We're both horny as fuck. And, like...
No, even if I don't shave this guy, I don't give a fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah. Pubes, that shit does not bother me. One day I want to get waxed.
Maybe some people, but, like, yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bother you, then it's good with me.
I feel like pubes on a guy is normal. But, like, when I watch porn and I see a girl's, like, it looks completely naked and, like, waxed, like, I'm like, damn, I want to get my shit waxed. Like, it looks so fucking nice. Right?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Like, you don't have, like, you don't get hairy. That's a thing. Like, when you say your shit's, like, grown, like, it doesn't even look grown. It's like, It's like shorter than my fucking mustache hair. And I can't grow a mustache.
Guy.
Puts into perspective.
What the fuck? This guy just roasted himself.
Hey, man.
I don't know. Like, shaving is disgusting. Like, I hate the feeling of the next day where it's all prickly and shit. That shit bothers me. I'd be plucking my shit. That's how much better it feels. It's like, I can only think about, like, how good waxing feels. A waxed pussy feels like.
Either way, I'll take it.
Of course, you're horny all the damn time. I don't know, a day that you're not horny, there's something wrong.
I don't think I've ever said no to you, huh?
I'm like, oh my God. This guy be like, how come you don't initiate anything? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know how I initiate?
She'd be smacking my belly, fucking rolling in the bed, trying to wake me up. Okay, it's time.
Like the other weekend, I came home from fucking work and this guy was sleeping. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking horny. Like, I see all these videos. Like, when I go through Reddit, I'm like following so many different like subreddits or whatever. So, like, I'll see like a short little like guy fucking a girl or some shit. Or I'll be reading stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'm fucking horny now. I'm like, wake up. Know that I need some dick. I'm like, I need some dick. And we just fuck. I feel like that's probably the only time I ever is. There's that, and then I just put my butt on you.
Oh, yep. Oh, yep. I already know what's going on. Or the leg over me. That's the thing. Like, I guess maybe advice, like, make sure you just both want it, right? Because, like, you're okay with me just touching you to initiate most of the time. Yeah.
You'll know when I don't.
Yeah, like, she lets me know, right? And now, okay, that's my time to stop. But
he'll try to finger me. He'll see if I'm wet.
This guy will be like, oh, you're like, no, I'm not. And then I'm like, bet. And then you really are. Then there it is.
Yeah. Honestly, I like it at nighttime better. Or like after a full day's done. Because ours is flip-flop now, you know? If you know, you know. So like now we do it in the daytime. But like I like it in the better at night. Because I don't want you looking at me.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you're hot, though.
No, I don't want you looking at me. I think that's it for our Valentine's Day episode. Anything else?
I think that's good.
Can you imagine if you didn't hit record? How many times did we say like? I don't even want to go back and listen to it because it's probably going to sound gross.
Like.
That's our filler words. Okay. So, you know,
I'm ending it like, now. Bye.
Right? Okay, bye. Thank you for listening.